with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Russia's top diplomat denies providing intelligence to Iran. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the details.
In an interview on France television on Thursday night, Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Russia and Iran have a military technical agreement, and Moscow has supplied Iran with certain types of military products. Countering the suggestion that Moscow passes on classified information to Tehran, he adds, but we can't accept the accusations that we're helping Iran with intelligence. From Moscow, Lavrov says, everyone knows the coordinates of U.S. military bases in the region. It's public information. Lavrov's not surprised that Iran is attacking the bases. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Information from FBI Director Kash Patel's personal email has been leaked online.
The FBI says it is aware of malicious actors targeting Director Kash Patel as a pro-Iranian group claims credit for hacking Patel's personal Gmail account. In a message to their website posted Friday, Handala boasted that Patel will now find his name among the list of successfully hacked victims. Files in the leaked cache include old photos of Patel, some from more than 10 years ago, showing him casually dressed, sniffing a cigar, and posing next to an antique sports car. Leaked documents include a resume with contact information. Handala is the same group that claimed credit for disrupting systems at Stryker, a Michigan-based medical tech company. I'm Jennifer King.
President Trump has signed a promised executive action that will pay Transportation Security Administration employees after a deal that sought to do the same stalled in Congress. Trump signed the action Friday with an eye toward easing long security lines at airports. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 793 points, the Nasdaq dropped 459. This is SRN News. Canada is advancing a new hate crimes law.
The House of Commons has passed legislation that critics warn will criminalize quoting the Bible on issues such as homosexuality. Pastor David Cook tells LifeSite News, quote, Christians will almost certainly face an entirely new level of hostility as the door swings open to actual persecution under a cloak of supposed legality. The bill now goes to the Canadian Senate, which is expected to approve it. Michael Harrington reporting.
Jews around the world are preparing for Passover, which begins on April 1st this year. Families will gather at their tables for ritual dinners known as seders, where they will recount the biblical story of the Israelites' liberation from slavery in Egypt. In the United States, most seders are carried out in English, Hebrew, and Aramaic, which was once the lingua franca of much of the ancient Middle East. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Iran is cementing its hold over the Strait of Hormuz and, to a large extent, harming the global economy in the process. It's been demanding that vessels give up detailed information and detour into Iranian waters before being vetted by Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. In some cases, vessels have been forced to pay for passage. Microsoft is taking over a data center construction project in Texas after OpenAI declined to pursue it in a move that will make the two companies neighbors at one of the nation's largest complexes for running artificial intelligence. Data center developer Crusoe said it is working with Microsoft to build two new AI factory buildings. U.S. stocks deepened their drops as Wall Street finished off a fifth straight losing week, its longest such streak in nearly 4 years. Closing bell, the Dow was down 793 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.